Good morning, guys. For those of you who want to boost your immune system, go to Alaska Chaga, click on that link, and remember you get 10% off and free freight for being from the channel. And then for those of you who would like to give a review of a hospital, restaurant, you get a story to tell about the elections, pseudo-elections, whatever, go to communityreviews.org, type in your information, and let the world know what you have to say. And then for those of you who would like to learn more about CBD products, or you just enjoy, you already use CBD products and you want high quality at a good price, go to martinbrodellcbd.com. And then for those of you who are interested in a great vitamin, and I do mean great, go to into the comment section or into the description and take charge your health.usana.com. I have Robert's phone number in there. In fact, Robert puts his information into the comments each day, I believe. And so, you know, it's easy. Just give him a call. I mean, Brendan and I, we take the Cell Essentials, Magna Cal D, the Procosa, and the fish oil every day. And what a difference it makes. I mean, my goodness. Let's go ahead and dig into some of the stuff here. Let's see what kind of bullshit stuff, what narrative they got going on here, Zeter Hedge and Breitbart. So, let's start here with Breitbart. So, federal judge declares Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan unlawful. Rug pulled on youth vote buying scheme. And then judge quotes Pelosi, POTUS does not have this power. Okay, here's all the bullshit. Let's start with Joe Biden. He's been gone for 3 years. And then Pelosi, she's been gone for a long time, probably about 2 years. Same with her hubby. And POTUS does not. Okay, so, you know, in other words, they act like these people who are gone are actually still there. And they're not. As a matter of fact, Biden was never there. And then crypto exchange FTX files for bankruptcy. CEO Sam Bankman freed. Democrat mega donor disgrace. And as we've been telling you for a while, the cryptocurrency market is really iffy, real iffy. And if they crash this market the way they say they're going to, it'll be a doozy. So just keep that in mind. And then climate hero Joe flies out for world tour of environmental talks. NBC forecasts 222 GOP, 222 House seats. Shelley Moore, Capito, I am in Mitch McConnell's camp. Lame duck. Yeah, I think McConnell's been gone for a while too. Could be wrong there, but I think he's been gone for a while, along with his wife, Elaine Chao. And then lame duck, farm investors push for amnesty, cheap labor. White House, Biden on extremely solid ground on inflation. Voters understand that. I don't think so. That's all bullshit. And then UK, six local governments sue to stop hotels being stuffed with migrants. Good. Yeah, you have to go after them legally. That's what the militaries want. And then French general, war in Ukraine, not in the interest of European countries. And it is, you know, don't believe a lot of the crap that you hear about going on, what's going on in the Ukraine. Remember that. And Russia has a firm hold over there. They have everything under control. And then NV1 Rep. Dina Titus defeats Republican challenger. That's in Nevada District 1. And Nevada 3, Democrat Rep. Susie Lee defeats GOP's April Becker. So in Nevada, the Democrats came to play. They came out in force. Ann Coulter shouted down, forced to abandon Cornell address. Let's see here. Afghan arrested over stabbing murder of French teen. You know, people really, around the world, the vast majority of the people, they want these migrants gone. They want them put back. And then let's see, record number of fossil fuel lobbyists attend COP27 climate conference. EU Parliament raises alarm on spies targeting politicians and journalists. Grades of attractive women fell after classes moved online. Let's see here. GOP Rep Klein, we're seeing spike in energy prices and it will get worse. Blue State Blues, restoring hope on Election Day. Incumbent Louisiana mayor died in car crash on Election Day. Let's see here. Let's go to Zero Hedge. Ukrainians fly EU flag in Kherson to celebrate Russian retreat. Withdrawing Russian troops destroy main bridge across the Dnipro River. And then I'm really sorry again. FTX files for bankruptcy. Sam Bankman freed. Resigns as CEO. Time, money, and people change. Liquidity crisis don't. Let's see what else here. And then Powell's favorite sentiment signal shows inflation expectations rising, confidence crashing. Twitter brings back official badge, appears to pause $8 verification program. Trump set to, ign and as we know, Musk was brought in to really expose everything about Twitter. And then Trump set to ignore GOP advice to delay presidential announcement. Announcement set for 9 p.m. Tuesday at Mar-a-Lago. Sotomayor denies New York City workers' bid to halt vax mandate. Yes, she's already been dealt with. She's been already hung. And keep in mind, Zero Hedge and Breitbart and Gateway Pundit, they all have the same, they get the same intel that I have for the last 2 years, okay? C.H. Robinson announces largest layoff in the history of freight brokerage. And it says the largest layoff in the history of freight brokerages not related to a bankruptcy or acquisition. And then let's see what else here. Fed pivot will be no cure for stock market ills. Futures extend gains as FOMO spreads after China eases COVID measures. Warren Buffett still isn't buying stocks. Here's why. Commodities soar after China eases quarantine rules. And by the way, Buffett says because a key metric that guides his investments is still at levels that he would perhaps consider too onerous and demanding. Maybe he knows something that a lot of other people don't know, you know? Anyway, the market was stunned into action. Goldman trading desk on today's incredible squeeze. Factor unwind. Major bourses in Europe are mostly firmer following CPI. EU leaders accuse U.S. natural gas producers of profiteering. Vatican chief auditor says he was raided and forced out for digging too deep. They want to threaten me, he says. And then difficult times ahead. Musk says Twitter bankruptcy possible as FTC expresses deep concern. Let's see here. He says without significant subscription revenue, there's a good chance Twitter will not survive the upcoming economic downturn. UK police chief questions Just Stop Oil media coverage. Journalists should be thinking about whether it was right to give eco-activist Just Stop Oil the oxygen of publicity. And then U.S. drops experimental parachuted missile in Arctic as warning to Russia. That is all for now. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks or cash in the mail. Thank you. And thank you for supporting the sponsors of this channel. Alaska Chaga Tea, Hero Soap Company, CommunityReviews.org, MartinBreadLCBD.com, as well as takechargeyourhealth.usana.com. God bless you and have a good day. Bye bye now.